Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about President Trump firing FBI Director James Comey with all the suddenness of a bowling ball hitting a sidewalk after a 10-story drop. Various reasons were given for the enforced departure. Comey had lost the confidence of the FBI rank and file. He didn't do a good job. He has weird hair. He passes gas in elevators and pretends it's the old lady who did it. Atrocities were committed during the Hillary Clinton email investigation, which, coming from Trump, makes the same kind of sense as New England Patriot wide receivers complaining that Tom Brady throws his passes too accurately. At first, several White House spokespeople, including Vice President Mike Pence, blamed Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein for initiating the firing. But then the president himself told NBC anchor Lester Holt that no, he was the one responsible, which sort of threw his own staffers so deep under the bus they got axle grease all over their lying little lips. Trump said one reason he fired Comey is because the guy was a big-time showboater and grandstander. Trump said that about somebody else. You can't make stuff up like this. The irony of this statement coming from President Braggadocio should be taken not just with a grain of salt, but an entire 15-pound Himalayan hanging salt lick. Trump said the director told him 3 times that he wasn't under investigation, which could be construed as obstructing justice and so illegal that chuckles were heard leaking out of Richard Nixon's grave, not to mention Hillary Clinton's bunker. Having the guy being investigated, firing the guy investigating him over Russian meddling, makes the 45th president seem almost as desperate as Raskolnikov, the guilty and paranoid protagonist in the book Crime and Punishment. And don't forget, he was Russian too. Coincidence? I think not. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.